Radio Live Business News with Westpac, helping businesses grow.
All right, Bernard Hickey, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Another poor day on the markets, wasn't it?
Yeah, another fall in the NZX 50. It closed down 93 points at 6,973. That's a new three-month low. And it's actually fallen as much as 8% in the last 5 or 6 weeks. That's because the New Zealand market rose up much stronger than the rest of the world's stock markets in the last year, because our companies have quite high dividend yields. And when interest rates were very low or negative in other markets, they'd look at New Zealand and go, gee, I can actually get some sort of return here. But with the prospect of slightly higher long-term interest rates in the rest of the world, particularly in Europe, the United States, some people are pulling their money out of New Zealand, and our stock market has fallen quite a bit faster and further than many others in the last 6 weeks. So another fall today. In fact, it's closed down substantially. At just below 7,000 for the first time, and at a three-month low, and we'll see what happens the next wee while.
Mm. Okay, inflation just 0.2% in the September quarter. This is low. This is really low. So you can probably think about two things here. One, your pay rise is going to be really low, if at all. And secondly, I think there'll be some more interest rate cuts coming, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to get a rate cut on November the 10th, say just about everyone, even though this inflation number was a little bit above expectations. It was 0.2% for the year. That seems extremely low. In fact, that's now 2 years of annual CPI inflation below the bottom end of the Reserve Bank's target band of 1% to 3%. However, even though it was slightly higher than what the market was expected, not high enough to put off that rate cut, which is going to happen in just over a fortnight. That'll take the official cash rate down from 2% to 1.75%. The question raised out of today's inflation figures was, does this mean we're going to get the second cut? Because there's a lot of people who thought we might get a second rate cut, perhaps in February next year. Now, this inflation data, in particular the stuff around higher construction costs, you've got construction costs in Auckland rising as much as 7%. You've got rents rising in Auckland at 3.4%. That heat in some parts of the economy may discourage the Reserve Bank from a second rate cut in February, say a few economists. And we'll see how that travels over the next wee while, but certainly very low inflation. But some people think this was the trough, and we'll look to see higher inflation in the next couple of quarters.
Mm. Housing costs, I mean, they're the main driver, aren't they?
That's right. When you look at what's happening with construction costs in Auckland, they rose at the fastest rate in the September quarter for over a year. There's obviously some pressure there. You've got close to $18 billion worth of construction work that has to be done over the next 2 or 3 years. An awful lot of houses to be built. A lot of commercial construction too. You forget all these big buildings that are going up around the Central Rail Link. And of course, plenty of big motorways and various other big projects on the go. So that's putting some pressure into building materials costs and also some wages, although I have to say the wage inflation, even in construction in Auckland, not really that strong. And that's something the Reserve Bank is worried about. Strangely, today we saw some signs that household contents, so these are things like appliances and carpets and drapes and these sorts of things, their costs actually rose a little bit faster than a lot of people thought. And that may be because there is a very slow push through of the currency's fall in the last year or so. We'll see how that goes. But certainly the Reserve Bank is hopeful that maybe this was the trough in inflation and it'll pick up to around 1% in the December quarter.
Mm. Hey, what about this palm kernel that's on its way back to Malaysia? This, I think, 23,000 tonnes, it's been sitting in Tauranga there waiting to be offloaded. I think it's been sitting there for almost a month or just over a month, and now it's heading back.
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise, really. This is 23,000 tonnes of PKE. Of course, this is the stuff that's normally fed to dairy cows. It was going to be fed to them, you know, the springtime pump-up production. But now, no, on the way back to Malaysia, after 6 weeks of sitting around waiting for approval in Tauranga, Ministry of Primary Industries is saying, hey, this was loaded at an unregistered facility. There's no way that we can be sure that it can be cleaned or tested and so no gremlins and greeblies get into the system in New Zealand. So it's been turned around, and Federated Farmers say they're quite happy. And I suspect the huge appetite for PKE that we saw 3 or 4 years ago when the payout was up nearly $9 a kilogram. I think a lot of farmers have lost the appetite for PKE, and it's interesting, quite a few of the more sort of green-oriented farmers, the more sustainability-oriented farmers are going, you know, this PKE stuff's not great. It often comes from areas we're not sure about. There's a lot of complaints about how rainforests are felled for these palm oil plantations, and it's not great for greenhouse gases. So I suspect the glory days of PKE imports are coming to an end.
Yeah, so do I. Hey, good on you, Bernie. Always appreciate your time on the show. Bernard Hickey, of course, and the day of the markets and the day in business. On